Aha, gada, kada ne me kone ne me shanabe dok, me sene nabek, me nawa hui te shinta mani e usa gada nwe wene nan, chi we do kona gog, o chi boi mo tadi e ke ma, kabe gijig, en daso gijig ga ye. So this is Nabek, and I'm back to talk about some of our language. So hopefully to help you guys get going with your language and use it every day, all day. I just want to take a minute to encourage all of you learners again. We can't ever hear it too much to be brave and to use the phrases that we're learning here. And hopefully these presentations that I'm making are helping you, giving you some tools so our language becomes a tool of communication and not just some ornamental thing that we slap on once in a while, that it becomes an actual mode of how we talk. So when people come to our beautiful land here, that they know they're in Anishinaabe territory and that we are still here and our language is still here and we are as strong as ever. So, having said all that, let's get started. Now remember, these phrases I'm giving you are just one way that things can be said in a myriad of different ways that things can be said. So every time you ask a different speaker, they're going to maybe give you a different way to say things. And all of them are good, and all of them are correct, especially the ones that are coming from our first speakers. Today I want to talk about what we would call tenses. The shintamang in your tenses, kita shindamen beba kan api in a kamegakke go. So when we're talking about tenses, we're talking about different times when things happen. Like it already happened, or it will happen, or it is happening right now. So we're going to take some simple phrases and get going with this. So the first one I want to talk about is the one that is denoted by the sound gi, like ingi ja. The gi in there, ingi ja, is I did go. Ingi ja, or ingi wisen, I did eat. Or if you want to talk about something, like nimoshgimud, ingi bitun, ingi bitun, I did bring it, ingi, I did. Nimoshkimud ingi bitun, I brought my bag. So when you're saying, I did whatever, you would use ingi. And just remember that the gi is what happened already, it happened in the past. Ingi wisen, I did eat. Ingi ija, I did go. Ingi minikwe, I took a drink. Ingi wabama, I saw him or her. Ingi windamawa, I told him or her something. Ingi widukawa, I helped him or her. Ingi widukawa, ingi, I did. So we can move on to another one and say, you did. Now, it's not common for us to be telling each other what we did or didn't do. So a lot of times I like to put this phrase in a question form, in a yes or no type form, which means we're using inna. And remember, inna goes in the second spot of your sentence. So if you want to ask somebody, did you eat? Gigi wisen inna. Did you wisen eat? Inna, question mark. Gigi wisen inna. Gigi, did you, or you did, depending on the context. Gigi wisen inna. Gigi ija inna. Did you go? Gigi windamawa inna. Did you tell him or her? Gigi widukawa. Did you help him or her? So gigi is you did or did you, if you're asking a question. Ingi is I did. Or did I, if you're asking a question. Ingi wisen inna, did I eat? Ingi wisen inna. So we have ingi, I did. Gigi, you did. Now we need to talk about he did or she did. So if we're talking about a word like he's eating, we sine, we have to understand that in some of our words, the he or she is already built into the word. A word like we sine is already a whole sentence talking about he is eating or she is eating. Or isha, he is going or she is going. The he or she is already built into that kind of a word. So when you're describing something that someone is doing, a lot of times those kind of words, the he or she is built in. And we're going to exercise this a little bit. So if you wanted to take a word like we sine, he is eating, and make it that he did eat, you use gi. And gi, it will sound like this. Gi we sine. Gi we sine. He did eat or she did eat. Gi we sine. Or he went. Gi isha. Gi isha. He did go or she did go. So when you're talking about an inanimate object like you, he brought something or she brought something, it changes a little bit. Now, when you have, when you're talking about a specific something like a bag, a cup, a table, a chair, you have to use different kinds of words. Like you can't say, like if you're talking about eating, you can't say, wawashke shiwiyas giwi sini. He ate deer meat. It doesn't work like that. You have to use a different kind of a word. Wawashke shiwiyas ogi mijin. Because you're talking about an object. And you have to, if you can name the object in your sentence, in this case, it's wawashke shiwiyas. And then it becomes ogi mijin. He did. Ogi. There's the gi again. The gi is the past. Ogi mijin, he did eat it or she did eat it. Wawashke shiwiyas, deer meat. So it would be like this. I ate ingiwisin. You ate gigiwisin. He ate giwisini. But if you have an object, he ate it, as in a cup. Onagas. Ogi mi jin, ogi, he did, when you have an object. Onagas ogi mi jin, he ate a cup. So a good practice to get into is as you have a chance to sit with our first speakers, listen for this gi tense. Listen to how they use it. Gida pisin tawagwe wini. Gida nandu ta nawa hi yo gi tense. You should listen for it. Gdanandu tanawa. You guys should listen for it. So let's remember. Ingiwisin, I did eat. Gigiwisin, you did eat. Giwisini, he did eat. So if you're talking about something perhaps that you saw, like onagans ingi wabandan. I saw a cup. Onagans ingi wabandan. I did ingi. Or you did. Onagans gigi wabandan. You saw a cup. Gigi is you did. Gigi wabandan. You saw it. Onagans is a cup. Or he did. He saw a cup. Onagans ogi wabandan. He saw it. Ogi. He did. Wabandan saw it. Ogi wabandan. So I'm not expecting you're going to pick up all these phrases. What I wish for you today is to understand that many times when you hear gi, you're hearing a statement about something that already occurred in the past. Ingiwisin, I ate. Ingimijin, I ate it. So that was what we wanted to talk about today. Gi winta munanim we weni ge abja tuye go no noon to make. Pegish we do kago yan u is a chigge yan. Misani nabek, mikwich bizindawiek. So I want to encourage you to use what you're hearing here, and I hope this is helping you. This is Nabek. Giwi kaka nonanim banima. Mikwich bizindawiek. Meo.